Well, just in front of me here, the lifeboat is being launched into the sea at Hoy Lake. It's going to make its way to reenact a rescue that it did on the Three Queens weekend over at Hillbury Island. And it got there in something amazing like 5 minutes because they'd had someone that had fallen off the cliffs and was in a really bad way and it was touch and go for a while. Emma, you were part of the rescue team. What happened?
We'd just come back from the fabulous Three Queens event, just about to recover on the beach, and we were informed by the Coast Guard that there was a gentleman that fell down the rocks and was injured. So we steamed round, met up with West Kirby Lifeboat and the lifeguards that are now part of the RNLI, and together the team worked well to get the man sorted. And because of the severity of his injuries, they called a helicopter, and the helicopter evacuated him.
He was just having a day of fun on Hillbury Island and didn't mean to go in the water. Does it just go to show how easily people can get into trouble?
Absolutely. The coastline is full of all sorts of dangers, and it's all very well for people to have a lovely day out, but they've just got to be aware that there are dangers and things are quite dangerous. But if the worst does happen, then the RNLI and the lifeboats and lifeguards are always here to help.
Well, David Curry is the lifeboat manager here at Hoy Lake. Do people often underestimate how dangerous a day out at the beach can be?
Well, if you're going near the water, even though you're not expecting to be in it, as I said, the young man who fell from the Lady Cave on the day of the Three Queens, he had no intention. He'd taken his bicycle out there and he was having an afternoon out and unfortunately got too near the edge. Be careful. That's the main thing. If you have the intention of going near the water, get the time of the tide and time your visit so that you can be safe. And if you're not sure, well, if you open the telephone directory and ring the nearest lifeboat station or Coast Guard, and they will advise you, because we want you to stay safe, we want you to enjoy the area, but not many people perhaps think it's dangerous until it's too late.
Why do you think it is that people don't think it's dangerous? People underestimate the tides and the coastlines.
Well, it basically is a lack of knowledge. It all looks so beautiful, and when things look beautiful, you don't tend to think that behind that beauty lies danger.
Well, this all comes as figures show 163 people died in coastline accidents across the UK last year. More than half hadn't even meant to go in the water. As I've learnt today, the advice from the RNLI is simple. No matter how beautiful the beach you're on is, water is dangerous. So take extra care if you're out and about this summer.